All right, K-Root listeners, it's time for a fishing report. I've got Leif in the studio. Hey, Leif, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Dippy?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, last time we did a fishing report, I think it was just starting to get cold again after it had been warm again, but it kind of goes up and down.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're in a cold snap, you might say. How's the river staying? Is the ice still not showing up like it had been before, or what's going on?
You know, this particular day right here, we're seeing a little bit of frazzle, but, you know, all the way up until right around Christmas there was fishing super strong all throughout the river, both on the swing and on the nymph, and, you know, it was just doing really well, and we're going to get some cold weather, and that'll kind of augment things a bit, but, you know, I don't see any big, like, slide backs in the fish here. I think, you know, they may hang out in some deep holes for a while or kind of chill out for a while this is being cold, but it doesn't look as long as that last streak or as severe, so I think we'll just kind of ride out that few days there, you know, maybe do some ice fishing up at Patterson or something like that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, with this nice cold snap, I'm guessing that these lakes are freezing over. Have you been out?
Yeah, you know, I went out with the boys and with my wife today, did a little sledding and ice fishing up there, and noticed, you know, I wanted to check and see, since there was ice on the river, it's not worth casting when there's floating ice for me. Mm-hmm. And that ice was good 10 inches thick, and we got a couple kokanee and had a good time up there, and it was beautiful.
The boys like holding still for that kind of fishing, or do they prefer rivers?
Well, you just kind of got to combine it with the sledding, or, you know, you rotate, you know, whose turn it is to hold the poles and go sledding and do some snow angels and whatnot, too.
You got to let them catch some fish. A slow day on the ice is a wee bit slow.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, and even I have finally learned to just kind of cut my losses on that one. I don't throw too much into that. I usually will. I'll spend a little bit more time butting my head against the wall if it's the river, but on the ice, I better have a good fire, just a good time going somehow.
I got to say, I kind of envy the guys who live back in the Midwest and so on. It's like an industry out there, and they have these built sheds that they drag out.
Ice palaces.
Yeah.
You know, I saw some guys out there today. They had one of those instant pop-up ones, and you have a little heater in there. You know, you're pretty good, but I've also seen all the way to the tongue and groove with the bunk beds and satellite television end of things, too, and those Great Lakes ice palaces. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you could go out on a Sunday, watch the Seahawks and fish.
Oh, man, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be out there on a Seahawks day, you better be watching it.
What's the most elaborate ice fishing rig you've seen around here? Just these pop-up things? Or
I saw one guy actually would bother to push one out on Patterson there that was pretty nice. It was, you know, done with one by and everything, and it was a, you know, kind of a little shed with a door and everything on it, and he'd cut a big old hole in the ice, so you could see what was going on under there surprisingly well. You know, the light kind of will filter through there, and it kind of casts like it's brighter than you think, and it's kind of lime green. Everything's lime green. You can see why those perch would maybe blend in really well, but it was almost too hot. But I kind of like, you know, to be able to look around, honestly. It's so pretty up there. I was thinking today I just wouldn't want to have only just a small window to look out of. So I'm okay with it, just dress for it, you know?
Yeah, you got to realize that we live in a beautiful place. We do like looking around. It's not like we're just on some fog.
The backdrop.
Yeah, foggy, you know, huge lake that you can't even see the horizon on, so.
Yeah. And, you know, we're also lucky enough that we can just kind of have to roll the dice on what we do, you know, whether it's lakes or rivers or what. You know, the other day I was up at the loop and I cut some powder turns and I came down, caught a bull trout and a steelhead all in the same day.
We got options.
Cast and carve, dude. I mean, you can't beat that.
So that's the new activity module for you, is cast and carve. Huh?
Yeah, preferably. I mean, if I can get powder turns in the morning and get out there when it warms up on the river to make some casts and catch some steelhead, oh, man, I can't think of a better way to do it.
All right, multitasking with Leif, that's the new thing.
Yeah, get in touch with us if you want to see what's going on or just kind of stay up on the conditions. You can find us at flyfishersproshop.com. We got our blog there, Methow Fishing Adventures. Will keep you up to date on what's happening. And hey, everybody, have a safe and happy holidays, and get your fish on.